The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to Thursday's Racing Podcast on William Hill. I'm Sam Bridges, and we're going to be looking ahead to some of Thursday's action. We have cards at Leicester, Market Raisin, Wincanton, Wolverhampton, and an afternoon meeting at Clonmel in Ireland as well. Andy Holding will be part of your studio team on Racing Radio, steering us through all the cards either side of the Irish Sea. Mick Norton and Stephen Powell will also join him on Racing Radio, and will be live from 12:10 p.m. But on today's podcast, I'm joined by Chris Pimlott to look ahead to some of the races on Thursday. And as well, Chris, so we've got a big race on Saturday at Sandown, the Tingle Creek. And the big news this week, of course, is the doubt over Sprinter Sacra. Were we surprised by that news when it came out earlier this week?
Well, obviously very surprised because, we've been all hyped up that he's going to make his debut in the Tingle Creek. The thing is, although Henderson had a good Saturday with the Hennessy and the fighting fifth, things haven't possibly been going as much as you'd like to plan. He's obviously concerned about one or two of the horses, and obviously Sprinter Sacra being Sprinter Sacra, well, no stone will be left unturned to make sure he turns up on the day fighting fit. So, anxious times for all concerned, I think, but obviously it would take a great bit of fun out of the race, wouldn't it, if he doesn't turn up?
Yeah, we're all waiting with bated breath to see if he does run Thursday. So by the time racing starts on Thursday, we should know whether Sprinter Sacra will take part. In your opinion, given the news coming out early this week with just 4 days to go to the race, do you think he'll make it or not?
Well, gosh, you need a magic wand or a magic ball to look into there, wouldn't you? Crystal ball, because it's who's knows. He's obviously having some tests. Blood tests, maybe a scope to just check there's no gunge or whatever down his throat, down into his lungs. So yeah, it's anxious times for everybody, really, because the problem is the horse can look fantastic on the outside, possibly not quite right on the inside.
And with the news as well, if he doesn't make it, it opens up the race. It's a totally different contest in order on Saturday. From the remainders, if he doesn't make it, Saïdi Grugier, Captain Corner, I think, will run if Sprinter Sacra doesn't. You've got Summersby in there, Cortos Donna as well, a definite runner. Who'd be your pick without Sprinter Sacra?
Well, it, like you say, he takes a little bit of it, of the gleam off it, doesn't he, if Sprinter Sacra doesn't go. But on the other hand, it does give those other guys chance to land a nice big pot, doesn't it? And it was great to see Summersby bounce back last time out. It would be lovely if he's got his confidence boosted by that win. And obviously, Cato Stone disappointed last time in Ireland, but again, possibilities that he could bounce back, but fingers crossed that Sprinter Sacra makes it, and he's going to put a big crowd puller, isn't he? He's going to put plenty on the gate if he turns up.
Exactly, and we'll just look ahead to three races as well, Pim, as for Thursday. We'll start with the 120 at Market Raisin, which you're going to have a look at for us. We have a handicap chase in this one. The forecast price is Young Hurricane 9-4, 3-1 Duke of Monmouth, 5-1 Dizzy Time, and 13-2 the rest. What do you fancy in this race?
I thought it's very, very competitive. It's a good prize. It's a limited handicap. Just short of $8,000 on offer for the winner as well, so not to be sniffed at, that is for sure. Competitive indeed. Young Hurricane came good last time out at Lingfield, winning the winner of a 6-horse race on that occasion. Definitely comes here with a big chance tomorrow, and again from the yard that can do no wrong there at the moment of Dr. Newland and Tony McCoy. Been in good form of late, and the race is here off a mark of 116. Has actually won off 110 last time, so he's got a little bit of a penalty to carry on this occasion. But to be perfectly honest, he sets the standard. The interesting one for me here is This Time, trained by John Quinn, and Brian Hughes gets the leg up on this horse. Now, in his pomp, this fella, back in 2012, had an official rating of about 125, 126. Things haven't quite gone the way of plans for him. He has dropped down the weight significantly because of that. He's £10 better in tomorrow. I'm sure Quinny will have him fit and ready for his racecourse, or seasonal debut, should I say. And I think he could be interesting This Time, simply because he does jump, he does stay well. He's possibly not quite fulfilled the potential that the Quinn Yard had of him, but I think off a mark of 115... he needs to be showing himself in a good light tomorrow.
And as you said, John will have him fit, and the yard are in fine fettle at the moment. We saw Cockney Sparrow at their weekend run an absolute cracker.
Well, a CB, wasn't it? Brilliant run by her. And again, a good move by the Quinn Yard there, just to try and get some black type on her pedigree, so that she's, when she goes to the paddocks in the future, she's going to be even worth a lot more than she was prior to the fighting fifth, so to speak. So yeah, it was a good move by her. And she stayed on really well. If she continues to race in her own sex, then she's going to be hard to oppose for most of the year.
So in that race, the 120, Young Hurricane, the selection, what are you going to go with?
No, I think Young Hurricane's the one to beat, but with £6 more weight to carry than he's had in the past, I think he's got a little bit more to find. And I think This Time, if you can get an each-way price about him, I know there's only seven runners, but you want to go first and second, then he could be interesting.
So that's the 120 at Market Rayson dealt with. On to the 210 at Wincanton. We have a handicap chase here, and another nice pot for the winner.
Yeah, a good pot to the winner indeed. And again, named after that great chaser that I had a little bit to do with, Silver Buck, when I was with the Dickinson family at Harewood. He was a marvellous horse to the Dickinsons. And again, it's nice that this race continues to be named after him. And tomorrow, he's certainly got a very, very competitive race in his honour. It's a 0-125 chase. And again, one or two of these are coming into the race on the back of some decent runs.
The prices for this one, the forecast prices, we have 9-4 All the King's Horses, 4-1 Bucks Bond, 5-1 Shocking Times, 13-2 Having Got a Scooby Doo, and Upham Atom around the 8-1 mark, an inside dealer around that as well. Selection wise, what do you fancy?
Again, thought it was a trappy little contest. Nothing really jumped off the page at me, to be perfectly honest, when I look through it. But again, Richard Johnson and Philip Hobbs are in great form at the moment. This fellow was highly tried on the 16th of January at Newbury when he fell. And prior to that, he'd ran well in defeat at Ludlow behind Tour de Champs. So he's got plenty of form in the book. He did win back in February of 2012 at Donny. That was a nice race when he beat Corkies. So again, he's got some good form in the book. Providing that fall last time out hasn't buoyed his confidence, then I think he's very interesting indeed. And sure to take a hand in it.
And then the 240 at Wincanton is the last race we're going to have a look at today. Again, it's a nice prize for the winner in this one. It's a handicap hurdle. I'll just give you the forecast prices that we've got. 5-2 about McVicker, 7-2 Prompter, 9-2 Roman Flight, 13-2 Kilaire, 12-1 and the rest Decoy there as well. So in this race, Pimmers, what do you like?
Well, I thought this is very, very trappy. Again, another good prize on offer, just short of $9,500 to the winner. A competitive handicap, 9-horse field, so hopefully if you fancied something for a little bit of each way value, then it's there to be had for you. And I thought the horse trained by Colin Tizard was interesting here. Jumps Road. Finished 6 of 9 behind Dunraven Storm last time out, but that was a very competitive hurdle at Ascot, and prior to that he'd ran slightly disappointed at Ascot again, but prior to that he ran really well at Aintree at the Aintree meeting, and finishing 6th behind Cockney Sparrow. If he can find that sort of form again tomorrow, then certainly he would come into the equation. What price did you say he was again? Jumps Road?
Jumps Road, around 12-1 in the early prices, so as you say, some real good value.
So that's where we'd look for a bit of value. Jumps Road, 12-1, a little bit each way.
Excellent. Cheers, Permissa. If you can just wrap up those selections again, starting with the 120 Market Racing.
Yeah, in the opening race at Market Racing, the 120 we're going to go for this time. In the 210 at Wincanton, it's all the King's horses. And in the very competitive handicap hurdle in the 240, taking a chance each way with Jumps Road.
So there we go, ending with some nice value from Pimmers there for that race at Wincanton. That's it for the podcast today. Do remember, you can join us on Racing Radio on Thursday from 12:10 p.m. Andy Holding in the studio with Mick Norton and Stephen Powell taking you through all the action at Leicester, Market Racing, Wincanton, Wolverhampton, and as well events at Clonmel in Ireland as well. I've been Sam Bridges, and that's all for today's podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.